Oh, hey, good night. This is Joanna from National Opinion Survey, and I'm conducting an opinion survey, and we will like just to ask you a few questions if it's okay for you. Does anyone in your household work for a new media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? And if we can continue with the survey, that would be helpful for us.
Who do you work with?
Oh, we work for National Opinion Survey for Metro Research, and we're just doing like an questions about issues facing for the community and the nation. And we would like to know your opinion. It won't be more than 5 or 6 minutes. If you can help us with the survey.
Okay, so you want to know if I work in internet?
Yes, or something about television, internet, print, or radio.
No.
No. Okay. Can we continue with the survey? That were really, really quick. Give me just.
I'm not going to go through 5 minutes, but you can get a few more questions out of me. But if you're going to turn it off because I didn't finish all of them, then we might as well stop now. I'll give you one minute.
Okay. We'll be more than 1 minute, but thank you. Okay. Are you voting in Ohio, just or not, sir?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you. What are the chances that you will vote in November general elections for the president or senate, like Congress?
Very high.
Very high. Okay. Thank you. Let me just continue with the other one. Give me just a second. May I please have your age?
45.
Or 20. Okay. Thank you. Okay, what racial or ethnic group best describe you? Like Hispanic, white, African American, Asian American, Native American, or older?
White.
Okay, thank you. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year elections for president U.S. or Senate and like Congress. From a scale from 0 to 10, when 0 means that you are not motivated, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated. From 1 to 10, how much is your rate?
Not real. I don't like both of them, but I'm gonna still call it an 8.
All right. Thank you. That will be helpful. So now I will be really quick. Let's see. Let me just give you, after I read this information, let's see. Do you approve or disapprove the job they are doing, Ms. Donald Trump as a former president? I strongly approve, disapprove, or you don't know?
He's great with the economy, but he doesn't know when to shut up. So I'm going to say probably like a, but he's excellent for business. It's probably like a 7. He's just not a good leader. He doesn't know when to shut up. He thinks he's on a talk show.
Okay. We can put in like someone that you approve, but you don't know. All right. Thank you. Let me just give you. And what about Joe Biden as a president right now?
Oh, he's 2 or 1. He's bad.
Like a strongly approve. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you. And what about the senator, Sherrod Brown? Disapprove. Sherrod Brown as a senator.
Don't know much about her. Heard the name, but don't know.
You don't know. Okay. That's okay. And what about the Congresswoman Mercy Kaptur?
Don't know that name at all. I did know the previous name, but I don't know her name at all.
All right, that's okay. And we're back, I guess, well, for another one. If you are, like, favorable or unfavorable, for example, Joe Biden, what about the job that he's doing as a personal institutional and familiar with them? Do you know about the projects that he has? You approve, don't disapprove.
I disapprove. I think he's leans too socialist, too much, giving away too much free money for those of us who support him.
Thank you. What about, Derek Murray and Donald Trump?
Say that again.
Oh, did you know Derek Murray?
No,
do you know about
know
the brilliant? You don't know. Okay. What about Donald Trump?
What about him?
Yes. Do you agree with the the institutions or projects that he is doing?
Yeah, I usually do.
All right. I know that you don't know Mercy Capture, as you said, but okay, let me just pull it down here. And what about First Energy? Do you know about it?
Yeah, my brother works there.
Oh, okay. So you are favorable, or you don't eat, well, you never hear about it. In your case, you know, right?
Oh. Yeah, First Energy, you're talking about the energy company, right?
Exactly.
Like, no, like
right.
Electric company, yeah.
All right. And what about Democrats in Congress? Do you know about it? Do you agree with old Dan?
No, I don't like. Usually I lean more conservative. I'm not saying Republicans are right, but I don't agree with Democrats usually at all, usually on most subjects.
Okay. And that's my next question about Republican. Republican in Congress. Okay. Let's put it down that you're
favorable.
Yeah, okay. Let's see next. All right. I know that you had a few time, but I will do really quick. So if the elections for U.S. Congress were held today, will you vote for the Republican or Democrat?
If I don't know either party, then I'm voting Republican.
Republican. All right.
And if I know something about both, then it's a chance. Sometimes there's Democrats that are more Republican than Republicans.
All right.
No, well, that's always tricky.
Can we put Republican? Is it okay for you? Or
yeah.
Democrat? All right.
Yes,
Thank you. And my next question is related, but this is something like, if the elections for president were held today, for who would you vote? Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat John Biden, Republican Donald Trump, or another candidate?
I would vote for a different Republican, but if there's, it would be a waste of vote. It would just split the Republican vote, so I'll probably have to vote for Trump.
For Donald Trump. All right. The next question as well is related, but this is about the Senate. Let me ask you. If the elections for Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican, like Bernie Moreno, and Democrat Sherrod Brown, for whom will you vote?
Problem is I don't follow politics enough to know those two people or not, so I cannot vote.
You don't know. Perfect. No worries. We can
continue.
All right. And my next question, it will be the same question, but this is related about Republican Derek Murray or Democrat Mercy Capture. For who will you vote?
Don't know.
You don't know. Perfect. Let's do that then. And there is a chance that you may consider voting for Democrat Mercy Capture, or will you say there is no chance you will consider voting for Democrat Mercy Capture? If there is a chance or not a chance, or you don't know?
I don't know who she is, so at this point I don't know enough about her. So I'd say probably no.
Probably no. Thank you. And next question.
I know about her enough, by the time I get there. I would never probably pick a Democrat, usually. So.
But now you know about it, about her. All right. You're going to Google right now where you think. You see, this is the helper for the survey. All right. And my next question is about related, but this is regarding Derek Merritt. That's a Republican, or there is no any chance that you're voting for him.
Don't know him, so.
You don't know. All right. Perfect. So let's, I will read this read paragraph. So it said, now I'm going to read you a statement some people have made about Democrat Mercy Capture. So you don't know about it, but now you know. So Mercy Capture is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. So she has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden. Voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America. It is time for a change. So does this statement make you much less like to vote for her or not? Or there is no any difference?
I'm always for less taxes.
Less. Okay. Let's see. All right. Let's see. Ooh, there is 4 questions here.
All right. I'm going to get back to my friends.
No. Please help me with this.
I got to go. I gave you more than a minute.
I know,
right,
but
good luck
it will
on
be
the rest of your stuff. I gotta go.
Okay. Bye-bye. Thank you so much. Bye bye.
Thank you.